But the two big stories floating around today, well, once again, it is the Essendon Footy Club. And as we've heard in the last couple of days, all 25 Essendon players were on the 2012 list when the supplements program went on. Won't play in the NAB Challenge, making sure the privacy of those fighting to clear their names in the ongoing tribunal hearings will remain. So the Bombers in a bizarre situation where they've got to come up basically with two-thirds of a footy season, a footy team, and from what we're reading today, they won't even train with the main group.
Bizarre, but I'm looking at this as a positive. Not necessarily a positive for the players, obviously not going to play, and we know all about that, so we're not going to bore people
nope.
because that'll continue to go on for weeks to come. But a positive viewpoint from the fact that players get the opportunity. So there could be a centre-half forward, a centre-half back, or a half-back flanker, or a centreman from the Wangaratta Rovers mm-hmm. that gets plucked out of obscurity and gets brought down to Melbourne to play for the Bombers in possibly two or three NAB Cup games. I think it's awesome. I think it's a great opportunity for that particular individual. But what reading the paper, don't believe everything you read, Howie, but my spies tell me that they won't necessarily be training with the senior group, which I find I don't like that. I think that if you're going to give a player, and let's be honest, you need these players, you need them to play and play their role, let them train with the whole group. Let them have that whole experience, something that they can go away with. And if nothing comes of this, then they can go away with a great experience having trained with the senior group and then obviously play some NAB Cup games. And who knows what can happen from there, Howie. I mean, if a player comes down and you know, kicks a few goals if he's a forward or...
Adrian McAdam style when he came down to the Kangas Duck.
Absolutely. Or keeps, you know, keeps a defender that keeps the key forward really quiet. All of a sudden, he gets an opportunity. He gets drafted at some point in the future, which I just think is really exciting.
And finally, a positive comes out of the whole situation.
Well, it does. I just hope that they do that, though. I really do. And I hope they search far and wide. I hope they grab a kid from the Northern Territory.
Well, it's like the recruit all over again, but for real life.
It is, you know what? Well, it's you're thrown right in the deep end. And I'm pretty sure that there'll be a number of players that got delisted from other clubs this year, just missed out. That will get the opportunity again. And, and Essendon, look, they're right across. Every club's right across every player that's playing all around the country. I just hope they pluck some from absolutely nowhere. Let's hope they're looking at Wyala. Byron Pickett was from the Wyala, Port Lincoln area. He was playing under-19s for Port Adelaide. He's played two premierships, or one premiership for the Kangaroos, one for Port Adelaide, and he was playing under-19s. I mean, that's the type of bloke that I hope they grab. And eventually maybe plays AFL footy in the future.